know about y'all. I'm always learning from these children's sermons. That's not a bad idea for any of us to put stuff on our nightstand. We'll turn our attention now to the gospel lesson, which comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And out of reverence for the gospel, I'll ask you to stand for the reading. Hear now the word of God. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just as he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophets. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from the dream, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son and named him Jesus. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
There are a couple things I want to say before I begin the sermon this morning. First off, I want to say thank you to Michelle Watts. If you weren't here yesterday for the chaos that was Breakfast with Santa, how many pancakes did you make, Alexis? Well, I know, but how many did you cook? And chocolate chips. What an amazing day it was. We had so many people coming through here yesterday, and they were all very complimentary. They were all very, very appreciative of what we did yesterday. And Santa, bless his heart, I felt sorry for him because he worked really hard yesterday. The pictures are up, by the way, if you want to see the pictures, if you had your child's pictures taken. I looked at them late last night, and they are amazing. They're really, really good, so thank you for that. I also want to say thank you to our staff. We have the best dang staff of any church that I've ever been a part of, and I say that out of sheer joy. They work so hard. We plan, we work, we talk. Alexis takes pictures that I send to him early in the morning on Sunday morning and gets them on the screen for us. There are so many things that our staff does, and we want to say thank you to them this morning for what they do in the life of this church. We could not do all the ministry that we do if we did not have our staff. And so we need to remember that. The other thing I want to say to you this morning is I'm giving you a homework assignment. Next week is Christmas Eve. And we all know that that's one of those high and holy days when people think about church. So I want you to, number one, pray for the services that we're going to have next week. And number two, your homework assignment is to invite someone to church. Okay, can you do that? I want you to take that very seriously because we need to offer the message of Jesus Christ to this community. We had a room full of children yesterday, and parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and all kinds of people talking to Santa Claus. Well, we need to give them Jesus. So I hope that you will find someone in your community this week. Jeff has some cards that he printed up. If you want a card to take out and share in the community, that would be amazing. But think about this week, who can you invite to come to church next week? And they will be blessed, because it's going to be a wonderful week, a wonderful service all the way around. So this morning, we've been talking about some of the characters in the story of Jesus, okay, the birth of Jesus. And we talked about Isaiah, we talked about Zechariah and Elizabeth last week, and today we're going to think and reflect for a few minutes about Joseph and about what his part in the story and in the coming of Christ. You see, Joseph is kind of one of those characters that's usually forgotten. We think about Mary. We think about shepherds and angels and wise men and all these wonderful characters. But here's Joseph. And what is his part of the story? I thought a long time about that as I was beginning to think about the sermon for today. What can we say about Joseph, and how easy it is for us to forget and ignore this very special man of the Nativity? He could indeed be absent from most of our scenes at Christmas on our Nativity sets, and we probably wouldn't even miss him. Now, I suppose that there are those who are known as the man of the house, and they can kind of understand that, can't they? For generally, the male member of the house is quite at ease being in the background, not unhappy that he's overlooked at the wedding reception or at some dress-up society affair. Scott enjoys, sometimes when we are counseling with people who are going to get married, Scott and I will have dinner with them one night, and Scott teaches them the two most important words in the planning of a wedding from the male perspective, and it's, yes, dear, and that's all there is. But with Joseph, it's a different matter. When we forget Joseph, we have forgotten a very important part of the scripture, of the story of Jesus. And even though we don't get a lot of the story of his growing up, we can imagine those things. To forget about Joseph is to overlook the story of a sensitive man chosen by God to support a virgin woman who was with child. Boy, that was a difficult spot to be placed in, wasn't it? A man that was chosen by God to protect the infant Jesus. A man who was chosen by God to guide and to teach this special child in the values and the responsibilities of life. If we forget about Jesus, I mean, if we forget about Joseph, we forget about a very human element in the story of Jesus' birth and development, and we all say that Jesus was completely human, right? Not a lot of facts remain concerning this person, Joseph, but the Bible writers do give us some information about him. We know that he lived in Nazareth. That he was in Nazareth at the time of his engagement to Mary. And his family lived there in Nazareth but had roots in Bethlehem. It was that fact that took him with Mary to the city to be taxed and to be counted at the time of Jesus' birth. We also know that Joseph was a carpenter. He made his living and provided for his family by working with his hands. It was not unreasonable to believe that the child Jesus also shared in that trade with his earthly father, working beside Joseph as he grew up. And with a little imagination, one can almost picture a sign that says, "Joseph and Son, Carpenter Shop." We know that Joseph was of the house and lineage of David. That was in the passage that was just read for you. There was royal blood in his family tree. He was a man that was truly fit to guide, to instruct, and to give fatherly training to this very special child, destined to be the one who was known as the King of Kings. And beyond these sketchy matters, not so many hard biological facts are really known about Joseph. We're not sure whether he was a young man or an older man. Nor are we certain as to when he died, although there are many who think that since there is no more mention of Joseph as Jesus begins his ministry, that he must have died and he left Mary to be a widow, and Jesus was the eldest son, and so Jesus cared for her. But whatever the facts of the matter, there is no question that this man, Joseph, did leave a lasting influence on Jesus. He shared in a unique way as a part of that story of love. It was to Joseph, the carpenter, that God entrusted the care and the upbringing of his son. The qualities of life that guided this man Joseph offer to us a number of suggestions about our own lives, not only as we prepare for the celebration of Christmas, but also as we seek to love and to nurture those who are in our lives today. We're told that Joseph was just a man. In his work as a craftsman, he was probably known to be honest. In his relationship with others, he was honorable. In his responsibility to Mary and to this unborn child, there was an abiding sense of justice. He could have just walked away from Mary. He could have just put her aside and had her stoned, for that matter, because there were rules, there were laws about women who had children out of wedlock. But he wanted to take care of Mary. He wanted to be sure that she could move on and live. We also see Joseph as a devoted servant of God. If he was of the lineage of David, he would have probably been a very religious man. He would have lived by the law. He would have practiced his faith well. But more than this, we sense that Joseph lived within the realm of a personal communion with God. God spoke to him. God spoke to him. He was a dreamer of dreams. He was a seer of visions. He was a man of faith, one who practiced his faith openly above all circumstances. And there must have been a wisdom, and I would imagine a sense of humor within the character of Joseph. It was not sacrilegious to believe that the child given to his care should have developed many of Joseph's qualities. Why would Joseph have been a part of the story at all if God had not wanted to use Joseph to help raise his son, his very son? Maybe some of the sayings of Jesus came from conversations he and his dad had while they were working around the shop, when they were making furniture for people's houses. Perhaps some of these, some of the things that Jesus did came from his relationship with his earthly father. There are so many things that we can think about in our own lives as we have raised our children and as we have seen them grow and move and thrive and work. And we think about how we have imprinted our own thoughts, our own behaviors, our own beliefs and values to those people. And we are thankful that Joseph did this with Jesus. It is not beyond reason to suppose that many of the insights and the stories and the illustrations that Jesus used came straight from Joseph. And they were a part of their mutual conversations and sharing. Maybe the wisdom and honor and humor of Joseph certainly touched that boy Jesus that made him think and made him teach that God was a father. We can't help but believe that Jesus had a deep and abiding respect for Joseph. There was indeed a very human man named Joseph. And he shared significantly in the birth of Jesus and those early years of the Savior. And we don't want to forget about him. We don't want to break his piece in the set, on the nativity set, and then just not replace it. We want it to be there. He was a real person. He was a special man, given a special job, a special task. How is God speaking to us today? And what special tasks has he given to us? We need to remember that Joseph was willing to give and willing to do. Even in the midst of Herod slaughtering babies, Joseph took care of this child. And we are called to take care of those who we come in contact with in our world. So I hope today that you will remember Joseph, that you will think about all that he meant to Jesus and all that he did for Jesus that helped Jesus be the man that he was. Because God had a purpose, just like he has a purpose for all of us, to reach out to others in love and in peace and in encouragement. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God, we thank you for Joseph. We thank you for his witness in our lives as we celebrate this holy Christmas season. And we pray, oh God, that you will help us be like Joseph as we go through our lives. May we be honest. May we be wise. May we be just. May we say and do things that are pleasing in your sight, that bring glory to your name, that show others of your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. And we pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.